This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Just because we don't hear much about hunger in America, that doesn't mean it's not a big problem.
The numbers are absolutely huge. It's about 32 million people on food stamps, about 10 million more poor enough to qualify for food stamps but not on them, and then many, many millions more who are caught in this poverty trap where the government defines them as too affluent for government aid, but they're poor enough that on a regular basis they need help.
Investigative journalist Sasha Abramski has written about this issue in his new book, Breadline USA, The Hidden Scandal of American Hunger and How to Fix It. It's a story he first found through the local food banks that now operate almost everywhere in the country, where they are more and more the last buffer between households with diminishing resources and some of the heart-wrenching choices they confront.
Do I buy medicine or do I buy food? Do I send my kids to school hungry or do I fill my car with gas and drive to work? And those are the sorts of challenges that are so elemental and so basic and so destructive of any sense of economic security.
There is a certain shame attached to being in such painful circumstances, Abramski says, and at a national level, that leads to widespread denial because the nature and scale of the problem conflicts with America's self-image.
We have an image of ourselves as a country that, with very, very few historical exceptions, has always moved forward. We can make ourselves richer than we were, and that's very fundamental to our sense of self. It's very, very painful to look in the mirror and see a country that's failing to provide the most basic necessities of life, not just for 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 people, but for tens of millions at this point.
Another form of denial, heard mostly from conservative voices, is the oft-repeated charge that low-income individuals and households are making bad choices in the foods they buy and eat. Abramski contends the true fault lies with the bad choices made by government and economic policymakers.
We subsidize the production of very, very unhealthy food, especially corn-based food. We make it extremely cheap to buy a lot of calories of corn chips, for example. We make it extremely cheap to buy a lot of calories of junk food. And we make it very expensive to buy fresh produce, to buy fruit or vegetables or decent quality meat. And obviously in that situation, if you're poor, you want your dollars to give you as much bang for the buck as possible. And so you buy the food that's going to fill your stomach up, even if it's unhealthy and even if it's going to have bad effects on you down the road.
As the subtitle to his book suggests, Abramski also has some suggestions for basic policy changes that could make some immediate inroads toward addressing the simmering hunger crisis.
Make sure that good foods are affordable and accessible, to make sure that there are decent food choices in poor neighborhoods, to make sure that there aren't what are called food deserts, where people have no decent fresh food available within 20 or 30 miles, which is the case at the moment in many rural areas. We've got to make sure that farmers markets, for example, take food stamps so that poorer people who are reliant on food stamps can access cheap, quality, fresh produce. So I think all of these things are doable. They're very reasonable policy responses.
These steps could be a good start toward eliminating what Abramski calls the poor man's omnivore's dilemma, not what should he eat, but can't he afford to eat at all? I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.